Welcome, everyone, to the Pokemon Go Florida podcast. I'm your host, Pokegall.
And I'm your host, Pokedude. And Pokegall, wow, the news we got, it's definitely shaking things up.
Oh, absolutely. My phone buzzed mid-raid. I saw Mega Evolution TCG, and I almost, like, fumbled the catch. For you, tracking the TCG polls, this must be huge, right?
Huge is an understatement. I mean, the community's been asking for this for ages. It definitely grabbed my attention immediately.
Same here. So today, everyone, we're cutting through all the chatter. We're focusing on the absolute biggest news for the Pokemon trading card game in, well, years.
That's right. Mega Evolution Pokemon are back.
And not just back, but like really back. This is a massive comeback. We haven't seen them properly since, what, the Sun and Moon era?
Exactly. And this isn't just a few promo cards. They're launching a whole new dedicated Mega Evolution series.
Which is, wow. And we have a date, September 26, 2025. That's when the first expansion hits shelves.
Yep. They kind of teased it back on Pokemon Day, you remember. But now we have the real details. And honestly, it's bigger than I think many expected.
Okay, so let's dive in. What makes these new Mega Evolution cards tick? Because, you know, the old XY ones were powerful, but these seem different.
They really are taking a fresh angle. They're called Mega Evolution Pokemon X now.
X? Okay. So like the current powerful Pokemon X cards?
Kind of, but boosted. Think significantly more HP, much stronger attacks compared to the regular Pokemon X. Big power creep potential here.
Okay, sounds amazing. But there has to be a catch, right? Pokemon TCG always has that balance.
You nailed it. It's a high-risk, high-reward deal. If your Mega Evolution Pokemon X gets knocked out, your opponent takes three prize cards.
Three. Oh, wow. Okay. That's half the game right there in one knockout. That's a massive risk.
Massive. It completely changes the calculus of playing him. Losing one could be game losing. So expect strategies built around maybe avoiding them or taking them down carefully.
Maybe more single prize attackers making a comeback to chip away.
Could be. But here's maybe the biggest change. The thing that makes them actually playable, despite the risk. They streamlined the evolution.
Streamlined how? Because evolving into Megas used to be, you know, a bit clunky sometimes.
Totally. Remember, you needed the basics, say Riola, then the stage one Lucario. Then you could Mega Evolve into Mega Lucario, needing the Spirit Link tool usually.
Right. A three-step process plus a tool.
Not anymore. Now, Mega Lucario X evolves directly from Riola.
Wait, really? It skips Lucario entirely?
Skips it entirely. Basic straight to Mega Evolution X.
Okay, that is huge. That makes him so much faster and more consistent. That actually makes the three prize risk seem potentially worth it.
Exactly. It's a really smart redesign for the modern game's pace.
So who are we getting? Which Pokemon are confirmed for this Mega Evolution X treatment first?
The first two they've officially revealed are Mega Lucario X.
Makes sense. Always popular.
And Mega Gardevoir X.
Ooh, Mega Gardevoir. That could be incredible. And the art. They mentioned a new art style for the ultra rares, didn't they?
They did. And it sounds fantastic. So On the ultra rare Mega Evolution X cards, you'll actually see a silhouette of the regular Pokemon, like faintly in the background.
Oh, that's cool. So Mega Lucario X would have a little ghost Lucario behind it.
Precisely. It shows the transformation, adds depth. Collectors are going to go wild for that, I think.
Yeah.
It's a neat storytelling element on the card itself.
Definitely adds a layer. So, okay. Beyond Lucario and Gardevoir, what's the scale of this first set? Like, how many Megas are we actually getting?
It's pretty substantial for a first wave. They've confirmed 10 different Mega Evolution Pokemon X in this initial set.
10? Okay, that's a good number to start with. What else is in there? Any cool art rares?
Oh, yeah. Get this. 22 illustration rare Pokemon, you know, the full art ones everyone loves.
22, nice.
Then, 22 ultra rare cards, which includes the Mega Evolution Pokemon X and trainer cards.
Okay, ultra rare trainers too.
And then 10 special illustration rare Pokemon X and supporter cards. Those are usually the really chase worthy ones with unique styles.
Wow, okay. So lots of shiny cardboard to hunt down. But there was something else new about the ultra rares, wasn't there? Something beyond just Pokemon and supporters.
Yes. And this is actually a pretty big deal for collectors and maybe even players. They're expanding ultra rares to include item cards, stadium cards, and Pokemon tool cards.
Ultra rare items and stadiums. Seriously, I can't remember the last time we saw that, if ever.
Right. It's a new territory. Imagine pulling an ultra rare, like Professor's Research is common, but an ultra rare Switch or an ultra rare Path to the Peak equivalent. It elevates the whole deck aesthetically.
That really changes things, makes every part of the deck potentially a collectible piece. It might even hint at some stadiums or tools being more important strategically down the line.
Could be. And the good news is you'll find all this stuff in the usual places, standard booster packs, elite trainer boxes, those various collection boxes they do. So accessible.
Good, good. Now, for people itching to play, when can we actually get our hands on these? Pre-releases are happening, right?
Yes. Mark this down. Pre-release tournaments start September 13th, 2025. That's 2 full weeks before the main release.
Perfect. I love pre-release events. That energy, you know, everyone cracking packs, trying to figure out the new cards on the fly. It's pure TCG.
It really is. Everyone starts on a level playing field, just building from what they open. Great way to experience the set raw before the meta settles.
And for the digital players, when does it hit Pokemon TCG Live?
Almost simultaneous. The Mega Evolution cards land on TCG Live on September 25th, 2025.
The day before the physical release.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can try them out online literally right before you can buy the packs.
Smart. Get a feel for the mechanics.
And they mentioned in-game login bonuses when the update hits, so definitely worth logging in on the 25th.
Good tip. Okay, let's talk strategy. The million-dollar question.
Right.
How is this three-prize mechanic going to warp the competitive scene?
That's what everyone's buzzing about, right? It's this huge tension. Losing one Mega X is devastating. Half your prize is gone. But if they're powerful enough to win you the game before they get knocked out,
then maybe the risk is worth it. It's a tempo gamble.
Exactly. A huge tempo gamble. It'll force really careful deck building and probably some clever counterplay.
And that flexibility and evolution evolving from basic stage one or stage two, that opens up tons of options, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Imagine a mega that comes off a basic on turn two. That's incredible pressure.
Right. Super consistent.
Or maybe there's a stage two mega that's like unbelievably powerful, but you have to work harder to get it out. That variety allows for completely different deck styles using megas.
Okay, personal question time. Which of the first two Mega Lucario X or Mega Gardevoir X are you most excited to build around?
That's tough, I think. I think I lean towards Mega Lucario X initially. Fighting types have gotten some decent bits and pieces lately, and Lucario is just iconic. I want to see if it can be like a new centerpiece for fighting decks.
Solid choice. I'm actually really hyped for Mega Gardevoir X. Gardevoir has such a history in the TCG, often with really interesting, powerful abilities. If they make this one worth that three-prize gamble, it could be amazing. Psychic types could use a boost, too.
Definitely. And, you know, this whole thing, this return, it says something about the Pokemon company, doesn't it?
I think so, too. It feels like they're genuinely listening. Mega Evolution has been, like, the most requested comeback for years now.
Constantly. And they didn't just reprint old cards.
Yeah.
They actually redesigned the mechanic to fit the modern game, which is crucial.
Right. That shows real thought went into it, not just nostalgia bait.
And it gives me hope. You know, hope for maybe other fan-favorite things returning, maybe reimagined in clever ways, too.
Plus, they did drop that little hint, didn't they? Stay tuned for future announcements.
Yep. Strongly implies this is just the start of the Mega Evolution series. More Megas are definitely coming. Maybe even other related mechanics. Who knows?
It makes the future of the TCG feel really exciting again, like a proper shakeup is coming.
It really does. Big shifts on the horizon.
Okay, so let's hammer home those key dates one more time for everyone listening. You ready?
Let's do it. First up, September 13th. That's when the pre-release tournaments begin. Your first chance to play.
Then, September 25th, the digital release on Pokemon TCG Live. Get online and try them out.
And finally, September 26th, the big one. Full physical release in stores everywhere.
And you know we'll be covering it all right here on the Pokemon Go Florida podcast. Expect pre-release thoughts, pack openings, maybe some early deck ideas.
Oh, definitely. We'll be digging into the cards, seeing what works, and of course, actually playing the decks. Theory is one thing, but seeing how they handle in real games is key.
Exactly. And for official updates, keep an eye on Pokemon.com/CCG. They'll have all the card reveals and details first.
And stick with us. We'll break it all down as it happens and share our experiences once the set is out.
The buzz is already huge. My DMs have been crazy with people theory crafting, hoping for their favorite Mega. It's awesome to see that level of excitement back in the community.
Agreed. It feels like a really energizing moment for the game. Could bring a lot of players, new and old, to the table.
So as we wrap up, what's one final thought you want to leave everyone mulling over about this huge Mega Evolution return?
I guess I'm just really fascinated to see the creativity it sparks. How will players solve the puzzle of that three prize risk versus the massive power? What kind of completely unexpected decks are we going to see emerge because of this?
Yep.
Watching the community figure it all out together,
right.
That's going to be the really fun part.
Couldn't agree more. All right, trainers, that wraps up this exciting episode of the Pokemon Go Florida podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks, everyone. Remember those dates, September 13th, 25th, and 26th. Big days ahead for the TCG.
Until next time, keep your deck shuffled, your strategy sharp, and good luck hunting for those awesome new Mega Evolution Pokemon X.
We'll catch you in the next episode.